First person singular, views expressed are those of the author. X marks a spot for Patrice Vecchione.
Early the other morning, pockets stuffed with carrots, I walked to visit two horse friends, Tessa and Odie. While there, a young cat scampered up, jumped from my bent knee to my shoulder, purring. The horses enjoyed their treats. Each time I put the kitten down to continue my walk, she ran after me. So I stayed to play, felt a surge of happiness overcome me. A scuffling sound caught my attention. In the street, proceeding toward me, came a young buck, fur covering his rack of antlers. We looked at each other long and slow. The kitten's attention got taken by a windswept leaf. The horses went back to their hay. The buck went on his way and I went on mine. Just before turning back onto my street, I looked up to see airplane trails had formed an enormous X in the sky. Oh, I thought, X marks the spot. Yes, indeed. Once again, I found myself in the just right place, befriended by a kitten, two horses, and a buck strolling down the road.
Monterey Bay author Patrice Vecchione has written several books, including Step into Nature, Nurturing Imagination and Spirit in Everyday Life. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Mathilde Rand.